This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cock locked. Hour number two of the USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Dan in Missouri is calling. Welcome, Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen. I listened to the first half of your show, and I had to miss a little bit of this one. I doubt if anybody's talked about what I'm wanting to ask you about. You know, Vincent, you were talking about the insanity, I guess I'd call it insanity, of how these schools and organizations choose their computer programs and their systems and all that. And it just brought to mind something that I experienced in my two extremely long years in the military. And I don't know what else to call it. You can look up what I'm talking about on the internet by what I call it. I call it budget, spend it or lose it. Have you ever talked about that on your show, Vince?
Absolutely. In Virginia, the military used to have what they called oil burner runs. An oil burner run was at the end of the budget year, the military would start flying airplanes to just burn up fuel, because if they didn't burn it up, they wouldn't be able to justify needing that much or more the next year. So that's absolutely right. There's like free money, you know, toward the end of the budget year or the fiscal year for government organizations. It's like spend it or we won't get it next time. We have to prove that we spent it. And it's ridiculous, because I believe that we should have zero-based budgeting all the time. And what that means is you don't start with, well, here's how much we used last year, so here's how much we need this, you know, next year. Last year's plus 10% more. No, you figure out what you absolutely need, starting from zero, and then justify every cent. Otherwise, you don't get it. So you're right, Dan. Absolutely correct.
Well, that's what I experienced. And, you know, if I hadn't have lived that experience during those 2 years in the U.S. Army, I would have had a hard time believing that they actually function that way. But, Vince, it's exactly – I didn't ever hear that oil burner run, but I experienced it firsthand. And I got stationed at Fort Leonard Wood, and I was one of the oldest guys in there, and they chose me to be the driver for the 3rd Brigade Headquarters people there. And we went to what the military called, what they call there, the self-help building.
Did we lose Dan? Dan, I'm sorry, I don't hear you. I think we might have lost you. Ricky,
isn't
there?
Isn't that a convenient or... when he was just getting into some juicy, I wanted to hear what he had to say. Poop.
Are you still there, Vince?
Yeah, we're here.
There you are. Good.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. Okay, so anyway, I was one of the oldest guys that was there at the 3rd Brigade Basic Training Headquarters, and I was the driver. So one day the first sergeant said, come on, we're going to the self-help store. Well, this was all new to me. So I drove him over there, and there was this huge warehouse that had everything in it from tank tracks to Kleenex, virtually. And I was pushing a grocery cart and pulling one, and he was doing the same thing. And after about 15 minutes, he says, what do you need? And I said, sergeant, I was an illustrator there at the headquarters, plus the driver. And I said, Sergeant, my cabinet's stock times four. I've got everything I could have ever imagined to do my job. And he goes, no, what do you need? And I looked at him and I said, you mean me personally? He said, yeah, what do you need? We got hydraulic jacks. You're mechanically minded. I know that. We've got toolkits. We've got creepers. You can't name it that we don't have it. And I said, well, Sarge, I live off post. And besides that, that's wrong. And if I get stopped at the gate, he says, they're not going to stop you. They know what's going on this time of year. I said, I don't think I can afford to do that. And he said, shut up and push the cart. So when we got back to the headquarters where I worked, all of those people that worked around there, they swarmed around us, around that vehicle, like ants to honey. And 95% of everything we bought went home.
So are you saying that you were the satellite office of the self-help store at that moment?
It felt like the black market, man. I felt bad about the whole thing, you know, and I went in and talked to the command sergeant major, which is the big guy at that building. And he just looked at me and he said, the best thing you can do is keep your mouth shut and do your 2 years and get out. And I said, just as quick as I can. Mm-hmm. I was so far from impressed, I can't tell you, Vince.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the same thing when I got transferred down to the Sergeant Major's Academy at Fort Bliss, Texas. They wasted money like it was dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's my point to all this. I've gotten a hold of a few people in political positions that might have been able to do something about this here in the state of Missouri. And when I explained it to them, and I can explain it pretty quick, I didn't bore them. First of all, they won't look you in the eye. Their eyes drift around the room, and you're only 3 feet in front of them. And then they come up with something like, well, you know, it's been that way a long time. And so they won't give you any satisfaction that they're willing to do anything to stop this. So I had a sit down with the head guy at the local university in the business administration department. And we had a few, chatting a few minutes, and he says, what can I do for you? I had an appointment with him. And I said, well, I apologize. I said, I've got a degree for what it's worth, but I've never had an accounting class. I've never had any classes in business administration. So I'm just coming from the shade tree mechanic into my life. I just know what I saw and I don't understand it. He says, what are you talking about? And I said, well, I call it budget, spend it or lose it. I didn't know what else to call it. And he had a smirk on his face. And I said, do you know what I'm talking about? And he goes, sure, I know what you're talking about. I said, okay, so you're one of the head guys. He says, I am the head guy here. I said, great. So do you know if anybody teaches that anywhere on planet Earth, at any school, at any facility, anywhere? And he says, I can assure you nobody teaches that. I said, so do you give out PhDs here? And he said, if they earn it. I said, so you've got those smart people leaving this facility. He said, absolutely. I said, so what happens when they go out and they get a job at some big corporation, government, whatever, and they run smack dab into budget, spend it or lose it? Do they just knuckle under, or do they quit, or what? And he says, well, you know, if they want the job, they do what their employer wants them to. And I said, what can we do to stop this? It's wrong. And he says, I know it's wrong, you know it's wrong, and I don't know what we can do to stop it. I said, how does it get started? He goes, I don't know. So you know what I'm talking about. What's your idea? Have you ever tried to talk to somebody in a political position to stop this insanity? I guess you have. You're a pretty smart guy.
I don't know who you're talking to, but I can answer that. I don't know if you're talking to me or Rick. But
both of you. I don't care. I'm looking for answers. This is, I mean, you know, Vince, it's hard to find more money. This is money that's already allocated, and it's just
There's another problem to this whole thing. When 9/11 happened, another aircraft hit the Pentagon, right? No. That's where it just precisely happened. It was a specific set of files that got blown up. That is the so-called where'd all the money go? Just like in the old songs. I'm addicted to love. I have seen this, and I can tell you that it isn't the military per se. It is little cells within large corporations. Let me give you an example. Right now, in Seattle, Washington, there is a skyscraper that is Amazon Prime. And guess who's at the second to the top floor? In that building is another corporation that specializes in gang stalking protocols. I have started a list of names of who's involved, and it isn't Amazon, it isn't the military, it is the little cells that have get out of jail cards because of what they do with black ops. Now, in all my years with the military, I was a nerd. I never really ever did anything covert, black ops, da-da-da. I wasn't military in that sense. I was their nerd guy. You know, the guy that comes up to the president and says, "Hey, you want to see one?" But I can tell you that even at my level, and I had top secret clearance with vault permits. That means my badge was green and I had yellow dots green dots all over it. I could walk into certain vaults without a need to know. And I never had the full story, even on what I was the bottom line in. How's that work? Plausible deniability. The ability to discourage jack of all trades because it can limit your vision on what you see and what you notice. And what you see and what you notice is often defined as your moral codes of ethics. Now,
Dan, I've got a couple
comments. There's all kinds of things going around us, man. And
push them back. I've got a couple comments for you, Dan.
Okay.
On what did I do? What have I done? What are my thoughts? I'll tell you explicitly what I have done to stop this, and I'll tell you my results. And they're less than stellar, that's for sure. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dan in Missouri asked a question about this budget, spend it or lose it, system we have in the United States. And so I have some very quick stories to tell you about what did I do to try to stop this nonsense. So I ran for the board of directors, and you know that I've run unsuccessfully three times in the last 3 years. I'm running this time again for the fourth year, and they're doing everything they can to make me look foolish. The board of directors authorizes and spends $65,000 for a one-day meeting where they give out hot dogs and popcorn and sodas, and they have a band, and they give out gift certificates, and they do all kinds of stupid, irresponsible things. And they do their best on stage, off stage, every way they can to make Vincent Finelli look foolish so that I cannot win. And I'm going to run again. And this time I'm going to expose them for the criminals that they are on stage. They have the police ready to arrest me every time I go on stage. That's one. So I've been unsuccessful 3 out of 3 times. I'm sure I'll be unsuccessful 4 out of 4 times when I run this August. I ran for the school board in our little county because I wanted to stop the spending insanity. They wanted to spend $180,000 on computers they didn't need. They couldn't fix the computers they had, so I volunteered to fix them. And when I showed them that I could fix their internet problem in a half an hour, and I did, they panicked because they realized that I would be standing in the way if I ran for the board and was elected or selected they'd have a problem on their hands and they wouldn't be able to buy more computers because I would make them use the computers that they already had. They didn't like that. Then in Virginia, so they, I ran, and I was defeated. I was beaten pretty badly by a convicted felon who was running for re-election. So if you're wondering why these problems happen, it's the names you know. People re-vote for the names they know because they're family members and blue bloods in their little villages. Okay, in the Virginia public school system, I wrote a plan to take our school system from last place to first place in computer technology. And what I did was I taught the teachers, the students, and the administrators how to build computers, how to load software, how to network computers. And we were able to do it faster, cheaper, and smarter than any other school district in the country. And we did. And so what happens? Well, it all worked. We were on the NBC Today show as a result of building this technology. It was like, wow, look what this county did. They've got no money. They're broke. They're rural. They're poor. And yet they went so far with so little with computers. How did that happen? Literally, the NBC Today show did a special. If you want to look at it, it's November 1993. How did that happen? And if you want to see what I look like, I was on TV. Well, we did it through hard work and being smart about it, okay, using our own labor. We had kindergarten students building computers. We had first graders, second graders, all the way up to 12th grade. We had teachers. And when they built a computer, they signed with a Sharpie marker in the color of their choice their name on the side of the case. It's a tan-colored case. And there were students' names on every computer all over the school system. They were proud of their computers, and they could say during parent-teacher conference, Mom, Dad, this is it. That's mine. That's the one I made. And they were proud of them. They took care of them. And it really worked. So what happened? So after I left, within a very short time, the school system couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle the computer factory that we built. They couldn't handle the support. They couldn't handle writing the manuals and showing how to do the things that I taught the teachers how to do. So what did they do? It's what every school system does. They said, you know what? We're going to change the program, and we're going to teach Microsoft Office. So instead of building computers and teaching networking and learning how computers function, how software is used, how software is loaded, installed, training how to use the software, training the integration of the hardware and software to build a computer system and network them together. Instead of doing that, they're teaching Microsoft Office. So those are just a short list of my failures to achieve a better system, lower cost in the long run. It's impossible because we're surrounded by the GDP, the generally dumb public.
Interesting.
It's all true. And what are schools doing? They're selling the equipment that you used to use in the building trades. Dan, thank you so much for being with us.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Five people shot and killed in a Sebring, Florida bank yesterday, and the suspected gunman, 21-year-old Zevon Zaver, just made his first court appearance.
Mr. Zaver, as I stated, you have five counts of felony capital murder. Based on it being a capital offense, the court is going to hold you without bond.
That's the judge there ordering Zaver, a former correctional officer trainee, held on no bond. There's no word on what the motive was for the shootings. After earlier saying he wouldn't, President Trump says he will delay his State of the Union address until after the government shutdown is over. After House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled next week's scheduled address in the House chamber, saying it shouldn't happen until the government's fully funded again. The Senate's to vote on two bills today that could end the shutdown, but they're both expected to die in the House. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Watch it.
I there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
God,
you're take my when you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllenMiller.com, if you'd like to peruse the website and order his books. Peyton in Michigan, welcome. You're on with Doc Rand. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Peyton is just listening in. Doc Ram, Wormwood. Degas, Van Gogh, Picasso were all artists with incredible abilities, and they loved absinthe, a botanical spirit made of wormwood, fennel, and anise. Absinthe
Wormwood is has got antiviral, antibacterial, anti-worming chemistries in it. But something very unusual occurs when wormwood is put together with hot and cold, and a very rare narcotic is created if you do it just right. It's the, what you do is you take a sugar cube and you set it on fire with alcohol, and that drops into the wormwood liqueur. It's called absinthe, and it drops into a liqueur that heats it up, and then after the thing is done, you luge it with ice water. And what happens is that the liquid goes ping, and it changes to an opaque green known as the green fairy. And within that green luge, which is ice water, what happens next is that a very rare narcotic forms that is semi-psychedelic. And so drinking alcohol, not only of this kind, not only deworms you, gets rid of H. pylori and probably nematode and for sure Morgellons, and your ears are optional.
Okay, so what I've read is that wormwood is actually... Well, it's being used to eliminate intestinal worms, brown worms, pinworms, and it's a parasite cleanse. It has been used to treat cancer, anorexia, insomnia, anemia.
Oh yeah,
lack
there's all
of
these,
appetite,
yeah.
Gas, stomach aches, jaundice, indigestion. The list goes on, right?
But it's not that wonderful. Everything does that. Including your imagination. We'll call that, belief systems. Beside that part of it is the narcotic part that's very rare. And you only get that when you do absinthe. Now, boiling the frog is a technique of deworming using wormwood that is I do that for myself. The United States is one of the few countries in the world that does not have a deworming where you just presume your water that you're drinking is clean, from city. And it's not sometimes. It has H. pylori in it. You can get coliform, a nematode. There are all kinds of creepy worms and things that you can get in your drinking water. And so most European and Asian countries have protocols that they do, like sauerkraut, things of that nature, that would deworm you. We do not. And so boiling the frog is to take a tincture. You have tinctures, elixirs, and essences are the percentage of alcohol to the extract that was extracted with alcohol. And an alcohol extraction of 10% is called a tincture. And the correct way to boil the frog is to take a single drop of that tincture the first day, two drops the second day, up to 10 days, and then on the 11th day, for the next 10 days, you take 10 drops. You take 3 drops, 4 drops on the 4th day, 5 on the 6th. At the 10th day, you then take another 10 drops each day for 20 days total. And that will deworm you and get the worms as well as the eggs, because these parasite worms lay eggs. And while you can go in and deworm yourself with a certain kind of a meal like a lot of cayenne pepper, it's not going to get the eggs. And so what you want to do is clean it out, Roto-Rooter it. And that's what wormwood in this country would be the one I would recommend. Each country has a different botanical. They're all similar in the way they work. Wormwood is a really good one here. We used to grow it in large fields because I was going to at one time go into making habitats. I thought it's very cool. It's, like psychedelic mushrooms. You can use it for healing.
Mm-hmm. Joey in Michigan, welcome. You're on with Doc Ram.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Rick, when I was asking about the wormwood and the black hall mixtures, Natural News last week had an article about how to clean up those kind of issues. And in a future scenario where you might not have all the pharmaceuticals that you probably don't even want today, that's why I felt that was important. And I know you mentioned in your one book, and you should tell the class again, the book is, they might want to buy that book. I already have that book. But I wanted you to explain the tincture process so everybody understands it, because not everybody reads it the same way you might explain it.
Yeah, and that's because while I'm teaching it, hopefully you're not learning it. What you're doing is studying my ways and integrate them into your own ways and write your next book on it. Now, the potential of herbs as a cash crop has a section. One chapter is on cottage industries and how to make tinctures, elixirs, and essences if you're going to do wine or all kinds of different herbal pharmacies. Wormwood grows everywhere. It's a mint. The square stems, labiata family, it grows like and has, you know, like thyme does. It has thymol in it. Has all kinds of strange chemistries that are used as insecticides and, you know, antifungal. You can make a cream out of some of these things and put them between your toes, and they work a lot better than Desinex. So, you know, and the herbal pharmacies that I use is Culpeper. And I have found that Culpeper's doctrine of signatures, you know, the what the plant looks like is what it's for use. If it's a blue plant, obviously that's for the lung. If it's red, like red clover, that's obviously iron for blood. That was Culpeper. You could tell by looking at the plant, you know, what it's supposed to be. Now, that was 17th century pharmaceutical, and today we're getting down into geometry, you know, and how the chemistry is a look-alike to this, and it does that kind of thing. The Germans used to do what was called standardized extract. They would find the target chemistry, cordyceptin, let's say, and then try to just mass produce large quantities of that. You go in and hammer it. What was discovered in my system is full spectrum. And full spectrum would suggest that native plants often have unrelated chemistries that work in concert with each other in regards to the use with human consumption. For example, acetylsalicylic acid is basically a target chemistry that would be to make aspirin. And that is hard on the stomach, and yet where you get that acetylsalicylic acid is out of aspen leaf and aspen bark. And if you use the two of them together in your extract, you get a natural buffer tannin with it. Now, the tannin then and others will coat the stomach, and so you have what we call full spectrum from the native plant with side benefits that will not make your stomach upset or something. And that's the difference between German pharmaceutical and American or herbology. And going from Culpeper and identifying what the plant might be used for. You know, obviously a red plant is going to have iron in it. And so that's why they associated it with the blood. Today we know that it's iron in the blood, blah, 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 you know, with geritol. So, it's a different way of looking at your native plants and how you might use them. Wormwood
grows everywhere. You know, it's a mint, just like peppermint and spearmint and catnip. In fact, wherever catnip grows, you'll find wormwood there in a different story, you know, like there's habitat. Yeah, what?
Once you plant a wormwood, it'll just stay there. It'll kind of redo itself, like spearmint, peppermint, all of that.
Well, it's a perennial. It's a rhizome. So it's good. The more you harvest, the more it'll want to grow. It's tenacious, like Tenacious D and his guitar. Yeah, it'll take over. Wormwood grows really well in your neck of the woods. So that would be one of the herbs that I would have an herbal pharmacy on. It's a perennial. You cut it back each year to the nubs, and up it comes again.
Rick, can you teach us?
When you cut it, the broader it spreads. By the way, when you cut it, what you often will do is dig up the root and break it into three pieces each year so that you have 9 plants growing in the second year and 81 plants the third year and da-da-da-da-da, you know, from the same rootstock.
Go ahead, Ben.
Can you, Rick, teach us specifically how to make a wormwood tincture? Like,
oh, simple, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you just take your plant and you soak it in alcohol. And at some point, you throw the mash out, and what remains, you want 10% of it to be alcohol, and the rest of it is the chemistry. And that is called a tincture, 10% alcohol.
How much plant to how much alcohol? And then how do you know when you're
efficiently, you mean you want to do it in big tanks commercially, or it doesn't matter in the kitchen with a ball jar?
Ball jar, quart, there you go.
Doesn't matter. Just fill it with alcohol and stuff in the herb.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about this when we come back. What I'm hearing is take as much of the plant leaves as you can, put it in a mason jar, and add alcohol. Shake it, and...
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. And so, to cut to the chase, to make a tincture with wormwood, take wormwood leaves.
I've got a better way. Okay. Page 195, it says, to make a tincture, add 4 ounces of powdered botanical to 8 ounces of pure alcohol. You know, something that's 150 proof will work just fine. Grain alcohol, pure grain alcohol. You can also use 150 proof gin or rum, if you'd like. Then add 4 ounces of water and allow the mixture. So it's alcohol and water, half and half, because it's 50% is what it's actually, a tincture is 50%. Strain bottle the liquid in a dark-colored glass bottle. Elixirs are made exactly like a tincture, except that an additional 4 ounces of water is often added. So you got tinctures, elixirs, essences, and decoctions. And this is all one little section in Chapter 7 on cottage industries in The Potential of Herbs as a Cash Crop. The second book you want in that series would be which ones you make in there, and I've codexed that like Jerry Barnes did in my Native Plants of Commercial Importance. And I have 10 crops for each region, including yours. You have maple. You have some things up in your neck of the woods, Joey, that we don't have out here. That means that if you were harvesting those, we could barter.
And what would those be?
That's the big secret. Read the Native Plants book. Read that.
I picked that book up from you when we were in Chattanooga that time. I picked that book up from you in Chattanooga that one time.
Did you know that as a result of those workshops, that city today now produces 40% of the food that they consume right now? Every single restaurant in Chattanooga has a greenhouse.
You know,
every single restaurant.
It's interesting what Vinny's Expo had brought us together. I mean, I didn't know you. I didn't know Vince. I just came across, met you at the Expo. You were teaching a class on government mind control. And that's why I always bring up the word frequencies, because obviously there is an issue here and a television and a frequency and why it was so important to drag us from analog to digital. And it all happened when the Supreme Magic 8-Ball came into office. Even though it was under his watch, it was all programmed. And now it's like we're spiraling out of time. And there has to be, I mean, Tesla, anything Tesla ever did has been hidden. It's all hidden. There's a little plaque for him, Niagara Falls, but they always promote the other guys. And yet our government, it seems, are using all of the hidden Tesla technologies that after he died they took over. So I think that the frequencies are very important, and that's why I keep asking you, digital, analog, and how it affects people different, because I remember you talking about that German machine. You can go to the four states, the alpha, theta, beta, and that too has an impact on how you learn, how you heal, how you repair, true or false.
Yeah, and that's all. I would love to teach some courses online. You're in charge. Set it up, and I'll show up. If you've got people that want me to teach that online, we can do that through Skype.
Next Thursday, 9 o'clock. Next Thursday, 9 a.m. through 11.
Yeah, you're in charge, Vinny.
Next Thursday.
I'll show up and teach you how to do a tincture. And the next week, I'll teach you how to go out and find the plant you're looking for. You know, hunting, the botanicals, it's very cool, man. It's better than deer.
I was just thinking, if you did a video, just a little like these YouTube videos people do for 7 or 8 minutes, you can show out in the woods plucking some plant, grinding it, drying it, grinding it, and, you know, you got a 7-minute video, and if people are that simple, they don't want to buy your books after that, they really deserve what they're about to receive, you know, and they attract it, because who doesn't want to better their position in life?
Well, a lot of people.
It's nice to hear from you, Joey. Thank you.
Yeah, thank Joey's going to be with us tomorrow. Joey's going to be with us tomorrow at 10 o'clock, hour number 2 here at USA for Paris. Dr. Richard L. Miller, thank you so much for being with us. And next week, we can talk about tinctures some more. And also, let's talk about frequencies, how they can harm us and incentivize us to buy, spend money we don't have.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you
tried.